on air.
Hello, thank you for joining us. This is your mayor, Richard Regovich. Thank you for joining us today for this free live Teletown Hall event. Also joining us tonight is Fire Chief Robert Posapanca and Finance Director Cheryl Benedict. Tonight I want to update you on our finances and talk through solutions to the impacts of the state's cuts. But most of all, I want to listen to you. Your ideas couldn't be more important to me, so I hope you'll be an active participant in this free live Teletown Hall event. While we wait briefly for a few more people to join us, please know that you can ask a question at any time by simply pressing zero on your phone's keypad. We are committed to engaging every resident in this process, which is why the city is doing this call. So I hope you'll ask lots of questions. For those of you who are just joining us, this is your mayor, Richard Regovich, and tonight we are hosting a citywide telephone town hall event. I'm joined here by Fire Chief Robert Posapanca, Finance Director Cheryl Benedict, and we want to update you on the city's finances and talk through solutions to the impacts of the state's cuts. But most of all, I want to listen to you. Your ideas couldn't be more important to me, so I hope you'll be an active participant in this free live Teletown Hall event. So press zero on your phone's keypad at any time to ask a question. Also, this event is for all residents so we can talk about anything you like. Looks like we have a pretty good audience, so why don't we go ahead and get started. As a reminder, if you have a question, please push zero at any time. I am Richard Regovich. Joining me tonight is Willow's Fire Chief, Robert Posapanca, and Finance Director Cheryl Benedict. We have worked hard to tightly manage taxpayers' money. We've tightened our belts and done everything we could to protect the vital services like police, fire, and EMS, and we've worked to improve roads, maintain local parks, and recreational activities like the pools. Over the past several years, the state of Ohio has directly cut funding to municipalities across the state, making it even tougher for cities to make ends meet. We've made services more efficient and even consider reductions in staff, but our current levies no longer generate enough for us to purchase needed equipment like ambulances, fire trucks, police cars. When all the cost-saving measures, it is no longer affordable for the city, and they have a choice to put a 0.5% income tax increase on the November ballot. If we were to implement an income tax increase, we would use the revenues to maintain safety forces, provide much-needed equipment to our police, fire, and EMS, repair our roads, and strengthen basic city services like trash pickup. We can enhance our parks and even boost the city's effort to retain and attract residents. Our greatest goal is to protect our community and improving the vital services that make Willow such a great place to live. Willow has always been a strong community, and by speaking with you and sharing ideas tonight, we can find solutions that will secure a strong future today and for generations to come. As a reminder, if you have a question, press zero on your phone at any time. Now I'll turn it over to Fire Chief Posapanca to discuss safety needs. As a reminder again, please push zero on your phone at any time. Chief, can you talk about some of the reductions and stuff of staff you've had since you've been here, which has been over 20 years?
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you for asking me to join in on this evening. The fire department, much like the police department and the service department, we basically serve the community. What enables us to do that is people. You can have the best service in the world, but if you don't have the people to implement it, then it becomes difficult and your service wanes. What we've had reduced in our department has been staffing, the administrative staffing, and the Fire Prevention Bureau, the fire marshal position. This has complicated much of the procedures that we've had to deal with in the area of inspections and point-of-sale inspections. We operate with all part-time personnel on our fire department, and we've been able over the years to maintain a staffing of six guys per duty. But that along with other cuts within the city, and that will be threatened without additional revenue.
So as a reminder, please push zero on your keypad to ask a question. I also like to touch on the chief's remarks. Through the last 10 years, we've eliminated 15 full and part-time positions in order to maintain service. And we believe here at the city and council that if we any more cuts to city services would really drastically hurt our ability to provide what we currently have. This is why this is important to us. As a reminder, please push zero if you have any questions. We have a question from Gene. Go ahead, Gene.
Yes, sir. Rich?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Rich, I wanted to know what is the amount approximately of revenue associated with the 0.5% income tax increase.
So it'll depend on where you work. I'm going to have Finance Director Cheryl Benedict answer that for you. So Cheryl,
okay.
Yes. It will take approximately 3 years before the city realizes the full impact of the increase, just because of the timing of taxes from individuals, et cetera. But after that, the projected revenue will be about $1.2 million.
So I think that, to expand on that a little, I think as the average citizen that's working, it'll probably be about $21 a month on an average salary, about $50,000, if that's what you were looking to. Again, if you want to ask a question, please put zero on your keypad. The next question is from Brian. Go ahead, Brian.
I was just curious. You mentioned trash pickup in the part of what will be covered. Isn't the trash pickup part of the residents' responsibilities?
You're right, it is. Part of our script here had trash pickup as some of the city services that we had provided before. What we really would want to do is maintain our city services as they are now and not decrease anymore. So that is something that we will probably continue as it is now, and we could absolutely the intent of a tax increase would be just to maintain what we have now.
Has the city considered other increases, such as property tax increases?
That's exactly what we would like to discuss. We can increase property taxes. We can also change reciprocity. Or at the other end of the scale is to make more cuts. Again, a reminder, if you have any questions, please put zero on your phone at any time. Due to the fact that Willick is a bedroom community with no industrial tax base, a very limited commercial tax base, the city is heavily reliant on various specific purpose property tax levies. These include levies in the general fund, emergency medical services, street lighting, street improvements, recreation equipment, and police and fire equipment. The revenue generated from various levies has remained constant, or in some cases has decreased over the past several years. At some time, operating equipment costs have increased. This is coupled with a decrease in state shared revenues, has resulted in significantly lower balances of many of the city's funds. Over the past year, several years, the city has reduced its workforce, as we said. Operational costs where it was feasible, and eliminated much-needed capital improvements for many years. The city has not requested new property tax levy in over 20 years or an income tax rate increase in over 30 years since 1985. If a 0.5% income tax increase is passed, it will take approximately 3 years before the city realizes the full impact. Thereafter, it is projected to generate a little over $1.2 million annually. For individual taxpayers, the income tax is only paid on salaries, wages, and commissions earned, not on interest or any of that. Let's take another question. But before we do that, just a reminder, we need to hear from you. If you have a question, please put zero on your phone at any time. Okay, Rosemary, what's your question?
Just wondering if there couldn't be some way that we could prohibit cars from being parked on Royal View between 305 and Bay Ridge. That is the road that the school is off of. And there's always cars parked there. It's hard to get around. If there's a car coming the other way, you have to go all the way around. It seems like a double yellow line means, you know, that there shouldn't be any parking on that when there's only a two lanes, one going one way, one the other. Why is it that there's always cars parked there? And we have a hard time getting around them a lot of times. There's traffic coming the other way. That's all I have to ask.
Thank you, Rosemary. That's a good question. I know we have an issue there during the school year on drop-off and pick-up especially. So that's something that I know the school itself, along with the city, has been looking to make some changes. I am not sure what we're going to do there yet. A lot of people here in the city like their street parking, and a lot of these families now have multiple cars. So I know we're going to try and do some improvements on crosswalks and things so that kids are safer around there. So we can definitely look into doing something in the future. Again, a reminder, if you have a question, please put zero on your phone at any time. Let's take another question. Phyllis, go ahead with your question. Phyllis, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. With the 0.5% income tax for, you know, for the income for the people that are working, what does that mean for the senior citizen?
Cheryl Benedict answer that.
Hi, Phyllis. Yes, you're correct. Income tax is only paid on salaries, wages, and commissions earned. So Social Security, pensions, disability and unemployment benefits, investment earnings, and alimony are not subject to the city income tax.
Okay, let's do something different. Let's take a quick poll. Based on what you've heard so far, tell us what you think the best solution for us is. Press 1 if you think we should cut staffing. Press 2 if you think we should reduce services. Press 3 if you think we should give residents a chance to vote on an income tax increase. Press 4 if it's all of the above. Let me repeat. 1 if you think we should cut staffing. 2 if you think we should reduce services. 3 if you think we should give residents a chance to vote on an income tax increase. And 4 if it's all of the above. Great, let's take another question. Kathy, what's your question?
What the ratio of senior citizens to working families are here in Willowick?
Good question,
and I'm a
Kathy.
Senior.
Well, that's a great question. I'm not sure of that number right now. I know a lot of the income tax would also come from the businesses and the people working at the businesses here that don't necessarily live in Willowick. So we don't have the actual number of the ratio of seniors to people that work at this point. But if you dial 0, you can leave your phone number with the screener or call City Hall tomorrow. We can probably get a close number for you. Reminder, press 0 if you have a question on your phone at any time. Let's go with the next caller, Lori.
Yes. My question is regarding the Dudley Pool. How much would the city save if we had closed down Dudley Pool?
That's a question we've had for many years. Dudley Pool, as long as it's up and running, we don't have a lot of maintenance. We run a lot with the sprinkler park next door. I don't know the exact number. I know that Mayor Bondi in the past has said we'd only save about $15,000 or so. But we use the pool every day during the camp in the summer, and it also uses the same pumping system to do the sprinkler park right next door. So that's and it also brings in income with the camp, with all the kids that go there each year. So it's not as much to make up the deficit we want. Again, a reminder: press zero if you have a call, if you have a question, press zero on your keypad. And let's go to another question. Milka?
Yes.
Do you have a question?
No, I could. Can I hang him up now? Just I say, do not, don't cut service, leave everything like they are. If you could just cut the little text, but leave pool open. And I'm okay, so I can hang up.
Okay, thanks for calling. Again, press zero on your phone for a question, and we'll take the next caller. Brian, go ahead.
Hi, yeah, this
Brian?
Is Brian. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. I know that you guys recently hired between Willowick, Willoughby, and Eastlake a business development liaison. I know it was a woman, but I can't remember the name or the role, to kind of help develop, you know, businesses and storefronts on the city streets, you know, Vine Street and Lakeland and other areas, which is great for the city. Is there, can you guys speak on that and how that could possibly help with some of the tax revenue that's needed and, you know, what more can be done to help develop some of the, you know, the empty or aging facilities on Vine Street that could potentially be used?
Sure, that's a great question. So since I've taken office, we've actually received a grant to plan lakefront development that has to do with connectivity, which is buses and bikes and how we get to the lakefront, and also with working with the mayors of Eastlake and Willoughby, we're doing the Vine Street corridor next. We're going to apply for a grant with the three cities in the next round for TLCI through NOACA, which is this October, and we hope to be able to go down Vine Street. There's a lot of positive things happen. It just doesn't happen fast enough. But we have a lot of things in play there, and I'm looking for every opportunity to get income out of the box, non-traditional tax or for the future, and to hopefully keep that as our future revenue to keep our services to what they are. Again, a reminder, please put zero on your phone if you want to ask a question, and let's take another call from Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, good evening. Have services already been cut since April? As 4 months have gone by, I haven't seen any patching of our roads in the neighborhoods. Last year, I at least saw 305 and Willowick Drive before the parade was done, so people wouldn't, marching in the parade, wouldn't step in chuck holes. But this year, I haven't seen anything patched, whether it's 305, Vine Street, which is a state highway, or, you know, in the neighborhood. Any comment on that? Are the road crews out there doing, fixing roads and curbs on a regular basis?
Thanks for calling, Joe. Yes. So our road crew is out every day patching, more or less, that we do. But we have our road program every year that brings in, I think it's about $700,000, Cheryl?
Yes.
Revenue for our road program every year. This year we have an additional $400,000 into that, so we have a $1.1 million road program this year. Unfortunately, when we use that money from other sources, they dictate the timeline. So our timeline, in fact, we have a construction meeting this week about when they're going to start and how it's going to go. It doesn't start until late July when we can go out and get our bids and put them in. So you'll start seeing a lot of road program going on now. We have plans to possibly patch Vine Street for some major, a little bit more of a major repair for winter. And in the future, I think the state ODOT has Vine Street up for about 2022. And I think Lakeland's also on their radar for maybe 2021. And those are the roads that they pay 80% of. So we like to use our money as the matching funds, which is usually the 20%, and get the most we can out of other people's money. So we've talked a lot about different issues. Let's take a poll so you can tell me what's most important to you. Press 1, protecting services like police, fire, and EMS, as well as other city services, is most important. Press 2, if expanding recreation is your number 1. Press 3, if we should be focusing on economic development. And press 4, if it's all the above. Again, 1, if protecting services like police, fire, and EMS, as well as other city services, most important. 2, if expanding recreation is the number 1 choice. 3, if we should be focusing on economic development. And 4, if it's all the above. Great, let's take another question. Barb, what's your question?
Hi, this is Barb in Willowick, and thank you for inviting me to this town hall meeting tonight. I live on West Willowick Drive, and at Fairway and West Willowick Drive, we've been here 43 years. There is it's not a traffic light, it's a flashing light because it's a very dangerous area. 3 weeks ago, it's the fourth time it's happened, a car came around Fairway onto West Willowick Drive, made a right, came up on our tree lawn, took out the no parking sign that is on our tree lawn and also a couple houses next to us. Like I said, this is the fourth time this has happened. 3 years ago, a car came around in the middle of the night around the curve from Fairway onto West Willowick and came right up our whole front lawn around our gas light. Luckily didn't hit it. The car would have hit the foundation of our house, except we have a nice big bush there that I'm thankful was there. It took most of that out, and the driver must have obviously realized he was where he or she should not have been, and they just went out the drive. We weren't able to get a license plate. Anyway, it's a very dangerous area. We would like to see a real traffic light there, not just the caution light, which doesn't seem to be helping. And also, I would hate to see any police, fire, or services like that cut. In fact, I wish that the police would be in this area more often. Maybe if, I don't know what they could do, but something needs to be done. We're afraid that a little child is going to be out there and get killed, or an adult will be hurt. We're not even safe in our own front yard here.
Thanks for calling, Barb, and thanks for being here for as long as you have. I'm very familiar with that intersection. I haven't had too many complaints like this before. I'll definitely get with the police chief on that. We have a couple of new things we can possibly do here. We have a device that will give us data on how fast people are driving in that area, what time of day or night they're driving in that area, how many cars go by, and that'll help us when we need to do traffic control. As you kind of alluded to, our police department and fire department are all very busy. The other thing we have going on is it's we have more calls than we ever have in the history of the city. So unfortunately, with the people I get a lot of complaints on speeding down almost every street in Willowick, and that's always a continuous problem that we try to combat. So I will look into that. If you can call me at City Hall or email me, if you get the number off the website, and an email off the website, I would be glad to get back to you on that. A reminder again, press 0 on your phone if you want to ask a question. And we're going to get to another call. Tammy, go ahead with your question. Hi, Tammy.
Hello. Hi. You had mentioned both pulling revenues from income tax and property tax, and it seems like you're concentrating more on income tax. Why is that? Why are you concentrating more on raising income tax than property taxes? Is there a huge difference in the revenue that you bring in? I was just kind of curious about the numbers there.
Thanks for calling, Tammy. There is a big difference in the numbers, but I also think that we should take care of our seniors. We have a good population of seniors here in Willowick that have been here a long time, and I'm not a big fan of property tax. We're already one of the highest property tax cities in Lake County, and we're in this spot right now because property tax has fallen and become flat over the last 15 years. Prior to that, we'd always have a tax increase in the property every year, but this is what happens when taxes are our revenue falls flat and the our expenses climb. It's kind of how we got partially to this way. So that's kind of why I feel that way. But again, we want your input on this. So if you please just press zero on your phone and ask a question. And we're going to go another question right now. Mary, go ahead with your question.
Yes, hi. Asked about, I wanted to know why they put that marijuana business so close to residential section. I mean, it's not in Willowick, and I live in Willowick, but to me, I know people that live close to those, and they can't even sell their house, and I thought it should be out on Lakeshore, maybe where there's the big lots, like the one that's got the big ball, and there's all that land and everything, and not around residential sections. And I said I was going to call the mayor in Eastlake and ask him if he'd like that built by his house. Because I could walk to it if I had to.
Thank you, Mary. I know the mayor of Eastlake, and I'll let him know your concerns. But I think the reason why it got built there is that the city owned that property, and it was some property they can control. I can tell you that the marijuana plant is highly secure. It's mandated by the state, and it's easier to break out of jail, it seems lately, than try to get in that marijuana plant right now. So they just had their grand opening this weekend, and I think it'll be actually a positive thing for the area. That's bringing in jobs and tax money for Eastlake, but I'm hoping it helps Willowick where people buy houses here and move their families here. Again, press zero on your phone for any questions. And let's take another question. Ryan, go ahead.
Oh, hi, Mayor. It's Ryan Lowe.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, two things. One, I've hit zero a couple times, but I have many questions. Do I only get to ask one question?
No, we'll give you some leeway.
Okay, one, this half a percent income tax, is it just going to go right to the general fund for anything that we need at that time, right?
It will go to the general fund. That's one of the funds that's taking the biggest hit here because we have so many levies. All our salaries and benefits get paid out of the general fund. It leaves very little left to get capital. I know our service department needs many trucks. A lot of our trucks and stuff that they use down there to plow are from 1997. A lot of them are we rehabilitate as best we can. But we also need to fund things like retirement accounts and things because we have an aging workforce in a lot of departments that are going to be leaving that we need to fund and put the money into those. We've kind of tapped out a lot of our levy funds as far as paying salaries out of them. So we need to relieve the strain on the EMS fund. We need to start pulling more from the general fund to pay salaries instead of the EMS fund, or the EMS fund will go away. So that's part of the reason why we're looking for general fund money and to balance out all the other things we need to pay.
Okay.
What else you got?
So you said there's an EMS fund. So do we already have a separate safety department fund that covers police, fire, and EMS?
We have,
or is that,
an EMS,
or is that
we have an EMS, yeah, we have an EMS fund. A lot of our levies don't allow us to take salaries out of, but some do, and the EMS fund is one of those. We also have a police and fire capital levy that the police and fire share to buy capital, which brings in about $250,000 a year. Is that an outside levy fund?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's an outside levy fund. So that only will take as much money as it was passed in probably 1986. So if it collected that in 1986, it's going to collect that today. If I were to pass that today, it would probably be double that on the same millage. So that's kind of what's happening here is our funds aren't effective or 100% effective as they would be if they were passed today. So we need to maintain services throughout the city, which is in our service department, our building department, police, fire, EMS, all those. We got to have the kind of money to spread around to all those funds.
Do you know by what?
It's Cheryl Benedict. Can I expand on the mayor's conference a little bit? Between our between our two major operating funds, which are the general and the EMS fund, our revenue is down about $700,000 less per year than it was 10 years ago. And consequentially, the fund balances for those two funds alone have dropped by almost $1.7 million. The fund balance for the EMS fund is at a historical low of $160,000. So while that money will go into the general fund, it will also help with emergency medical service as well.
Okay. Just to be clear, because I don't know if I'm shouting because I have earbuds in, I am not against an income tax increase. I actually said like 4 or 5 years ago that I figured the city's going to have to ask for one just the way the state's taking money away. I just want to make sure it's going to partially to our safety services and our police and fire. Since those were cut back, he said we haven't filled the 15 fuller or temporary positions that have been vacated.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, I can't even tell you at this moment that I can add to those or replace any of those 15. I just don't want to lose what we have now. We did put a new firefighter on earlier this year. We had several new ones. And so we're back to staff we were about a year or two ago, which the chief is happy with right now. But with the level of calls we get right now, I would love to see to expand that in the future. Our fire department, we're always looking for more people there. We always could use people to do the inspections in the fire department. I have point-of-sale people waiting to get point-of-sale stuff done because we use all that with part-time people. So it gets increasingly difficult to keep it staffed because there's a lot less people going into police and fire. The academy numbers are way down, as you might expect with today's climate. So it's hard to hire people, retain them. So I'd love to get our levels to where our chiefs are comfortable and we can run and be safe at all times.
Do you know if there's any solid plans to hire any more police or firefighters if this passes, or is this just to stop the bleeding, per se?
Again, this is to stop the bleeding. So if we do not do something right now, I think it's going to be the opposite. We're going to have to cut, as you probably know, a city, we have to balance our budget by law, unlike the federal government. But we need to balance our budget, and we're getting to the point where we can probably get another year, maybe. Council has seen this coming probably for a good 8 years or more, and we made a lot of moves with our funds to get us to this point, and I think they've done a pretty good job of taking what money we've had and kind of making it last as long as they did. We're just at the end of that road, and being that we haven't raised taxes or had a income tax rate increase in over 20 years and all on both those things, it just comes to that point where, you know, our expenses are outpacing our revenue.
Okay. Do you care if I ask a couple more?
How about we go on and you dial zero, come back in and dial zero. I got a few people waiting.
All right. I'm going to hit zero again.
Okay. Thank you. Again, if you have questions, please push zero on your keypad and call in. And we have a new, take another question here from Joe. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that the mayor and the council did a good job of hiding this town hall meeting. I don't own a computer. If my daughter didn't happen to notice it today, I wouldn't have been able to, post it. I assume you had a lot of complaints because I see you reposted it on the police thing, Sheila told me. And that, I was supposed to get a call at 7 o'clock. I didn't get it. I had to call you people. So it was just, and you pulled it off on a day with the water show. Generally, the mayor's at that. But obviously, you got these people that can't participate because their families aren't in that. I just a little bit disappointed in the way no advertising in the News Herald and the Willowick Courier. You could have done something to let more people in on this than trying to pull what I consider a fast one.
Well, Joe, I'm sorry to feel that way. This is something new for us. Part of the reason we're doing this is to get out to the people and to hear what the people have to say. Typically at a council meeting, we'll get 4 to 5 people show up at a council meeting, which is twice a month. We would love to see more people there. This is one of the reasons why we're doing this call. It's a robocall where we can go to over 3,000 homes and cell phones. We can call directly out to people's call who are home. We did put it on social media to get more people if they wanted to call and if they weren't home. I knew that social media would make it to the Willowick, Ohio People's page and the Willowick Block Watch page, and I'm glad you found it, and I think a lot of others did find it and are hopefully participating. So thanks for your call. Again, a reminder, press 0 if you have a question on your phone at any time, and we're going to the next call from Rosalie. Rosalie, go ahead.
Hi, Mayor. At one time there was talk about offering tax abatement for renovations. And I didn't participate in the poll because I think they're all temporary fixes. Because if it's income-based, if the tax is going to be income-based, what are we going to do long-term to attract higher wage earners? Because I think this will only maybe fix, I don't know what the numbers are, but I also am interested in are your tax revenues going down because of property values or because wage earners are decreasing? And so what do we do over the next 10 years?
Thank you, Rosalie. Good question. So part of what we're doing is our economic development strategy, and why we have a person working now. You may have all seen the Better Flip House on 305. The signs are certainly up. We're hoping to use that as an opportunity for people to go look and see how they can change their house to make it more modern, so the houses are more appealing to today's families, today's people, what they expect in a house, which is a master bedroom with a walk-in closet and an open concept. We're working on getting a CRA, which is a community reinvestment area. That's in our planning commission right now, where we're going to apply to the state so we can give you a tax break on that home improvement, on the added value of the house after you remodel it. Hopefully we can do it for a number of years and get those parameters in. I'm also looking into possibly into next year, depending on our financial situation, to do what they call the Heritage Home Prod program, which can possibly offer advice on fixing up your house and also low interest loans to fix your house up. I want people and families to stay here and Willowick like I have for a long time and grow up here and want to stay here. So I'm hoping to do those opportunities to attract new families, along with development on the lake and new housing for seniors in spots where we can, so people that can grow up here and then after they don't want to take care of the yards and we have somewhere to go and not leave Willowick. Thanks for your question. Great. Let's take another question from Mark. Mark, go ahead. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Mr. Mayor. Thanks for having this meeting and for opening it up to the public. My question is on the first responders. I'm wondering, and I assume the answer is yes, but are police, fire, and EMS all union personnel? And if so, when are all of those contracts set to be renegotiated? And has there been any consideration to moving to a non-union force for either of those to save on the costs in the long term, particularly around the retirements that go into each of those.
Thanks, Mark. Good question. All of our employees in the police, fire, as well as in our service department are union employees. We don't have the option to essentially get rid of the union. The employees can get and have a union on their own. It'd be an unfair labor practice to try and get rid of them. But I think our unions have negotiated fairly over the years. I think our employees have a decent wage, and I think we have great employees that work here and do a very good job. I don't know what we get trying to move off of that. Our contracts are up this at the end of this year, and we'll be renegotiating for the next 3 years. So what we can do is try and negotiate the best deal for Willowick and also provide the best safety. So, great. Let's take another question. Allison, what is your question?
My question is there a state law, state ordinance, or city ordinance about loud car stereos, and what are you going to do about the speeding down from Willowick, from Bay Ridge to 305?
Thank you, Allison. There's a noise ordinance, but the hard part of that is having someone catch the noise while it happens. Our police that need to hear it or need to know if it happens at a certain time, we can definitely look at that. And again, our speeding with our cops being busy on the road with a lot of different calls is always a difficult thing to do because we hear it just about in every street in Willowick. I know there's areas that complain quite often, and we're hoping to deploy our new stealth device to take data and start doing traffic control at the right spots, and so we're not wasting any of our police officers' times while they're on patrol. Again, if you want to ask a question, please put zero on your phone. Let's get to another question. Marvy, go ahead, Marvy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was just wondering, have there been any studies done to look into consolidating some of the back office services of the city, such as dispatch or other government services?
Yes, Marvy, thank you. Good question. We've looked at that in the past. Part of the problem is we, as well as other cities here in especially Western Lake County that I'm familiar with, we have our own dispatchers. A lot of people like our own dispatchers because if we go to somewhere like Central Dispatch or something to that effect, they don't necessarily know our streets and they don't know our city as well. Our dispatchers also do a lot in-house. They are jailers. So if I have someone in jail, they need to be able to watch out for those people in jail, and they do a fine job of that. Until the county were to come up with something to either not have her go to Painesville for the jail or to do something where they would provide a jailer, it would be a hard thing to do at this point. We're always looking, though. I'm always in conversation with the cities around us, Wickliffe and Eastlake and Willoughby, to look at those things. We also look at other shared people like we just did with the Economic Development Director, which we share with Wickliffe and Kirtland right now. Let's get to another question. Linda, go ahead.
Yes, Linda. I just wanted to ask. Yes, you had mentioned that people don't attend the meetings. How do we find out when the meetings are open to the public? And I just want to say thank you because I got the text message today, and this is great. It's perfect because I'm not one to go online and look up things and find things. And I also want to mention the police and the snowplow guys. We have great people doing our services for us. I thank you for that, because I look in other communities and it's not nearly as good. And with the world changing the way it is, I think we do definitely need to keep our service people where they're at least.
Thank you, Linda. Yes, I agree with you. Our people are very good. We've had a lot of people here for their entire career. We have a lot of people here for over 20 years, and they know the city like the back of their hand, and they're pretty dedicated. Our council meetings are the first and third Tuesday of every month. We do take two meetings off in the summer, one in July and one in August, typically for summer break. But beyond that, we're the first and third Tuesday of every month, and we even get together as a budget hearing on a Saturday in March, where we go through the budget from page to page, line item to line item, with every one of our people in the city. So well, you're welcome to come at any time. Let's take another call from Gail. Go ahead, Gail.
Oh, hi. Hello. Hi, Mayor Regevich. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, good. I got a couple questions. I'll try to make them brief. Yes, the first question is, I live on Barjody, which is probably one of the most busiest streets people cut through to get where they need to go from the freeway. And I've watched every street but ours in our area be paved, and our street needs paved so badly it's not even funny. And I'm just wondering when that might be happening down the pipeline.
I'm not sure, Gail, when Barjody slated to be paved. Our road department, along with our engineer, does a good job, and they do a lot of work on what streets need it the most, who's going to get it next. And they usually a couple years in advance, they know. A lot of times it's dictated by with the water department when they're going to replace a water line and the damage they do. And sometimes it's a surprise to us, like it is this year. So we unfortunately don't have enough money to react to, or have enough money in our road program typically at the end of the season to go do a road. But I could probably, if you want to email me or call, I could probably get a hold of the road department tomorrow and find out if it's on anytime soon. I know we're doing Forest Grove this year as part of our road program. I don't think Barjody's on the list, though.
Which is kind of disappointing because, like I said, the crew, your road crew, is down our street every day patching holes. Every single day. I saw them for at least every week patching holes because there's so many potholes on our street. It's ridiculous.
Unfortunately, we have several streets that way. But I think we're going to start doing more with the cities. Eastlake has some equipment we don't have that allows us to do bigger patches. We're hoping to try to do something this year down Vine Street. Maybe we can do it on some side streets too. That's some sort of a joint venture we're trying to work out. So let's take another call. Colette, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Mayor. Hello, City of Willowick. This is really cool, I must say. Hey, sorry about Joe's experience, but this was really neat. I'm so glad I got the text message and to be a part of this town hall meeting. I've never done this before, and I'm learning a lot today. And,
I'm glad you got it, too.
So actually my question was initially was actually how many full-time police officers do we have here in the city of Willowick, and how many should we have?
Cheryl's going to answer that for me.
Hi, Colette. Yes, we currently have one chief and 22 police officers, but again, those numbers would include lieutenants and sergeants, and, you know, some of those are really more in a supervisory capacity, and I'll let the mayor speak to how many we should have.
So right now, we typically always have three cars on the road, which I think is fantastic for a 2.4 square mile city. I don't want to go below that number. I would leave that to the chief as to previous staffing. I think we're missing at least one full-time and two part-time. I know in the future I'd love to someday bring the part-time back for sure that could do a lot of the things and fill in for vacations and things like that nature, which sometimes get difficult in the summertime especially. But anywhere we can enhance and make it easier there and do more out of the department. I can't stress enough how, you know, Chief Posapankas here, they do about 2,400 calls a year ambulance calls mostly out of the fire department. I can't even tell you how many reports our police do a day, but they're always busy and they're always moving. So any time we can increase that, I would be happy, and I'm sure the chief would too. Great. Let's take another call. Nancy, go ahead.
Hi, this is Nancy, and I have one comment about the call. I think this is a great format, and hopefully it will get greater participation because I know as a busy family, this format works a lot easier for me than trying to get to a meeting, so I really appreciate that. And I had a question about where do we think we're going to get the biggest bang from our buck, either from an increase in income tax or real estate tax?
I'm gonna again have Cheryl answer that one. She knows the finances way better than I do.
Hi, Nancy. We've looked at the different scenarios, and really the income tax would generate a lot more revenue and impact our residents far less than a property tax. We would have to increase property tax so much to get this type of revenue. Over 50% of the revenue from this tax increase is going to come from businesses, so not necessarily our residents. You know, it'll be business withholding, so on people's earned income that work within the city, and then net profits from businesses too. So again, we looked at that, and we really feel income tax will generate the most money and impact the residents the least.
I also want to add that you know, with the property tax, it just seems to we're already the highest tax in Lake County, and with our number of seniors here on fixed incomes, we have people in the city that built their house in 1952 that are still here. I always feel we should take care of our seniors, and they should have not have to worry about where to, you know, the added income is going to come as they stay here. We have things like Hearts and Hammers here in the city that helps take care of them, help them out around our house. And as the population ages, we have to be very sensitive on what we're going to do because more people all have to age in home. So I'm hoping that we can create more business, create more excitement around here for people to move in, fix up their houses, and property tax will increase on value alone. So those are some of the things we're working on a day. Let's take another question. Roberta. Go ahead, Roberta.
Hi. Thank you for having the call. I do think it's a great forum. I think, you know, definitely I promoted it on the Blockwatch page and on the People's page, but I can understand how people were hoping to get a little bit earlier notice and, you know, the people that aren't on social media. But my question is, one, as far as the activity with the police department and the types of crimes and everything, I noticed that we used to have, and I believe Eastlake has, a monthly mayor's report. It has tallies of the different crimes, financials. I'm guessing we have one available that's public record, that especially if we're talking about an income tax increase, to see exactly what's going on in the city. That would be question the first part, and the second would be the weekly or the monthly activity that I know some are, with the workload and vacations, that you guys were putting on the police department page to kind of give the residents a heads up on, you know, what was going on in the city, you know, whether it's the car, there's a lot of, I know, vehicle thefts and stuff like that. I've been asked a few questions, you know, they haven't seen any reports, and considering Eastlake has, you know, a rash of vehicle robberies, I'm sure we've got it going on too, and I'd like to see that, you know, come back into the, at least, you know, on the police department page.
Thanks, Roberta. Yeah, I know our chief is he likes to get that information out there, but you're absolutely right. With the activity we have inside, I typically don't even like to be in the dispatch area sometimes because they're so busy I feel like I'm bothering them. And that's who typically will do that, unless the chief gets time. It's tough in the summer. We do receive a monthly at council meeting. We receive a monthly report. I think what we should try to do, especially for you and your page, is to maybe get that report down to something that's manageable for you, to, you know, so it's easier to understand. And we get reports on each car, how many miles they drive, what kind of gas mileage they're getting. That's how detailed it gets. So maybe we'll just do the crime statistics for you, and they compare it to like the year before. So go ahead and contact me at City Hall, and we can work on that. Great. Let's take another question. Jeanette. Go ahead, Jeanette.
Hi, Mayor. Thanks for taking my call and everybody else there. My question, it reverts back to this fella, I think, about number six, about unions. I respect the police, the fire, and the EMS, and anybody that works for the union. I, my whole family, including my husband, worked 46 years for the unions. They should not take the union wages and should not take the union away from our workers, our service department, everybody in this community. I've been living here for 70 years, and I'm proud to be a Willowick resident. Now, as far as the money, where has the money gone from Shoreland Crossings to Macassa Court and all those homes on Lakeshore? That brought in a lot of money for this city. And another thing I'm against of is these empty homes and some of the riffraff that's moving in there. I think something should be done about that. Again, please do not touch these workers that are union. We are highly union family, coal miners. Union is a great thing for these workers. They protect us, and I really respect all of them. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeanette. No, I have no intention of doing anything with the unions, nor can I. Again, we have great employees that work for the union, and they've served us well over a long period of time. I'm going to have Cheryl touch on the tax revenue from Shoreland Crossings and Larimar. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Hi, yes. So the revenue, property tax revenue for Shoreland Crossings, the city did all of the infrastructure for that development, so the roads, street lighting, sewers, et cetera. And we did an agreement. We borrowed the money and did what's called a tax increment financing. And how that works is all of the property tax revenues for a 20-year period, at least a 20-year period under our agreement, go into a special fund, and they can only be used to pay the debt servicing associated with those improvement costs. So once we've retired all of the debt associated with the infrastructure over there, we will start seeing property tax revenue going into our various funds. But also an advantage to that is we're also, under this agreement, we're collecting the property tax that would have gone to the county, the school district, and the library as well to fund that infrastructure.
So that's what's happening in the Shoreland Crossings. In Larimar, we already collect that tax, and it's already part of our budget. So let's go to another question. Brian, go ahead.
Hi. I have two questions that I hope you can answer. One is in regards to the police department and just crime in general. It seems like, you know, I've been here 12 years. That crime has really more or less stayed the same, but because of social media and the police department posting, you know, things that have happened, which I think is great, it keeps the community involved. You know, a lot of people probably think that crime has increased, but I just wanted to get maybe the police chief's comment on that. And then my second question was in regards to that home that you guys are doing on 305, which I think is also a great thing. What are you guys going to do to promote that? Because, you know, for people to renovate and add on to their existing homes, you know, that would attract families that come in, which could also, you know, create a better income stream if you're bringing in, you know, newer families or larger families that, you know, maybe want a larger home. You know, is that a way to help, you know, with the income tax that you guys are proposing? Thanks.
Thank you, Brian. First, on the police, we definitely have more crime. We write more reports every day. We've all heard about the opioid crisis. A lot of our crime has to do with that. It's a lot of shoplifting, a lot of breaking in cars, things of that nature, people trying to get enough money to just to get a fix. I'm hoping that with the things put in place in the county, the state, We're going to start working on that problem. I'd love for our guys, and Chief Post Pankins could probably speak to how many runs they do that have to do with opioid. It's a ton, I would imagine. Do you have any idea how many?
Well, the numbers are decreasing, but we saw an elevated level a couple of years ago, and many of the things that the state and us locally and at the county level have done to address it, it pretty much awareness, education, getting people into the system for rehab and that has benefited us tremendously. But opiates aren't the only crisis when it comes to, you know, needing the emergency services. Many things have changed. Our call volumes are up, both in police and fire. And that's basically because the community is aging or it's facing different crises where more people need assistance.
So that's part of what's going on. So you do see a lot more on social media and media in general nowadays. We do a very good job here. A very good job of our police catching, especially the felony crimes. We're so proud of our police department and our fire department, the services they provide. People don't realize what they go through on a daily basis. And the flip house is ideally, it's actually owned by the Port Authority. The Port Authority is the county's economic development arm to help the cities. And that is to not only help people that currently live here and families to be able to fix their house up and not worry too much about getting their investment back. I think in the past, especially through the economic crisis we've gone through 2008 and 2009, people were afraid to put any kind of money in a house because they didn't think their house would be worth enough money to get it back. So if we can offer that CRA with a tax break and maybe a low interest income, I'd like more people to stay and create access to the lake, have some unique things here, and want people to say, hey, look at that place, Willowick. That's the place I want to live. So that's exactly what that's for. Hopefully that's our future and bringing more income in to the city and more revenue to the city so we don't have to keep raising taxes. Nobody on council, myself or anybody, wants to raise taxes. It's the last thing. That's why we've gotten so far and haven't done it in a long time, but we definitely know our city is unique in a family environment with the number of parks we have, the place, things and programs we have in place for seniors, kids. We wouldn't want to change that. We like to keep Willow the unique place that it is. That's great. Let's take another question. Jean, go ahead, Jean.
Hi, Mr. Mayor. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, I'm just dandy. Thank you for asking. A couple of questions, and it's kind of like they feed off of each other, so I'm not going to try to monopolize the whole thing. We all know that bad city services chase away potential home buyers or people that are living here because they want better services. So having said that, and having said that 1.5% would cost a $50,000 salary, $21 a month, it seems that 0.5% is kind of short-sighted. And if we have a goal that we need to meet sooner rather than later, why didn't we think about 1%? I hate taxes. I don't want my real estate taxes raised. However, the city's falling apart in front of us, and I'm fairly certain that most people can afford maybe $42 a month based on that salary. And the other part is with the road work and stuff. Is any of this going to be used to fix that cluster bomb down there at the corner of 305 and Route 2? That's just, it's a nightmare.
Thanks, Jean. Yeah, so when council and I work together, and we have for several years now, we don't like to raise taxes, and they don't like to raise taxes. Never have. The city's been pretty good with their money. We watch it every year. We're one of the few cities that has the Saturday budget hearings where people can come.
where every one of our directors comes and goes over their budget line by line, so we're not surprised during the year on what we're spending. So we're not looking to enhance or grow big right now. I'm hoping that the things we put in place on the economic development side will take care of that in the future. We need to get to that point and to be able to start making money outside of the box and not just on the shoulders of our taxpayers. And, again, I'm not a big fan of property tax because we're already so high. So this was one of the ways to do it would be the income tax. And we've had a lot of hand-wringing over this. It's a hard thing to do for us. And so that is kind of how we ended up there and to get us out of trouble and to keep us viable for a number of years going forward to hopefully those other things kick in. 305 and Route 2 has always been the bane of every person's existence for a long time. We want to make changes there this year, making that right turn onto Route 2 going west, right turn all the time, and hopefully increase the lane going straight and maybe making we're going to make the no turn on left going down Bar Jody if you're headed north on 305. That's the only thing we can control. We've studied that intersection many times. Part of the problem is half the intersection's owned by Wycliffe and half is owned by us. That is currently the only thing I can control or the city can control, and we're going to try that this year. I was hoping to have it by school start, but I don't think that's going to happen. We're having trouble finding someone to strike the streets. So I'm hoping that works. It's something we'll have to look forward to in the future. So. Let's take another question. Mike, go ahead, Mike.
Hi, good evening, everyone. I have two comments and then one question. First comment is I'd actually like to thank Mayor Regevich and his family who picked me out of the street the other day while I was walking my dog. I tripped and fell, and he was out with them actually checking, I believe, on a street light that had been replaced. So that's the type of people we have working for us. Just wanted everybody to know that. Second question or second comment actually is if I had to support a levy, I believe it would be the income tax levy over a property tax levy. The property owners in the city, and you've heard it many times here this evening, are taxed very, very high. And I'd like to see some of that pain shared with maybe folks who aren't property owners. We've got a lot of folks in Shoregate Towers. It'd be nice to see them kick in a little additional as well to the city. And lastly, with the question is, with you thinking about adding another tax, I'm sure that there's going to be, at least I've heard that there's going to be another Lakeland Community College levy coming up on that, and I believe another Willoughby East Lake School District levy. And it just seems to me that that is a lot of additional taxes that are going to happen at one time to the taxpayer. Just wanted to see what, you know, if you guys had put thought into that, into the amount of money that it's going to cost residents come the first of the year. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. And thanks for the shout out. I know you'd help me off the street if I needed it too. I just happened to be at the right place at the right time. And the street light was LED, and I think it looked great. You can give me your input on that sometime too. You're right, absolutely right. Lakeland Community College is going for, I think, a 0.4 mil levy on the ballot this time. It's hard for me to come out against schools. I see the positive things that it can do for the schools. But then again, I think Willoughby East Lake Schools, due to the past, a lot of their levies were voted as emergency levies, and they are up for renewal. They have 18 renewals in the next 20 years, so I don't think any of those are going to be new money. I know that someday they will have to ask for new operating money, just like we are now, because you can't continue to have salary increases and increased expenses without operating money. Hopefully after the schools are built and we see some more people coming into the district, hopefully here in Willowick, and maybe that'll help out a lot too.
I know, you know, it's something that every time we turn around, I think we see a renewal or an ad. I know the county just asked for two. They seem small, but there's always the libraries coming up, I think, in November. Also, again, how do you not support a library? They just put over $1 million in a library here in Woolwick. So those are tough decisions in every family, which makes it tough for us to, as council and as the mayor, to, you know, even want to come out with a school or with a tax increase. So it's part of our what we go through. Our time tonight is nearly up. Let's take one last question and we'll conclude the event. Michael, what's your question? Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mayor. Hi, Mayor. Yes. It was just more of a comment. As an ex-employee from the city and a resident for 41 years, I fully support the income tax proposal. I know for many years being involved with the city that both you and Mayor Bondi, the finance director, and council and all the directors spent monthly meetings, budget hearings, just constantly going over for years efforts to maintain the services while dealing with what you had. And I think it's long overdue that after decades of dealing with the money you had and providing really what I consider, both as a resident, excellent services. Kudos to you and all involved. And my full support, and hopefully anybody that's hearing realizes that this is a great city, provides great services, both police, fire, service, and we need to get behind it and just fully endorse this proposal to maintain the great city we have. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike, and I appreciate your comments, and you know very well how much time we put into the budget and how we look at the money in the city and how we try to get every dollar to last as long as we can while providing services. I just think it's important to maintain Woolwick the way it is now and not lose anything. I hope that our decisions in the future are able to increase our services and to enhance the city and make it a place we all want to live and be proud to live. So I thank everybody. I want to thank all of you for joining us tonight. I'm so grateful for your time, and I can't thank you enough for sharing your thoughts. In the coming weeks, we'll be reaching out and engaging every resident so we can secure a strong future for the entire community together. I hope you will continue to stay involved. Thank you so much.